You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. This is the daily program where you find out what is going on in the world of audiobooks, what our editors and contributors and publishers are listening to, and what they think about it. Michelle Cobb is the publisher of Audiophile. She's with me this week. And hello, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi. You're talking about short titles this week.
I am. This one is a little bit different because we've gone more into the nonfiction vein for the rest of the week, but here we are with a fiction title. This and tomorrow as well. We're talking about A House at the Bottom of a Lake by Josh Malerman, read by Taylor Meskimen and Ozzy Rodriguez.
And what is this story about, please?
Well, I should start off with it being from the author of Bird Box, which blew up when Netflix released the film with Sandra Bullock. And so if you know that type of story, he draws us in again.
And if you don't?
It's in the sort of horror genre.
Oh, will it scare me? You know, I get scared easily.
This might scare you, but I think in a positive way. I don't know if you like a little bit of scare. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't start out that way. It actually starts out sort of, had to look at it a couple of times and I thought, wait, am I listening to this seems like a sweet romance. So we begin with the first date of James and Amelia. So they're teenagers who decide to canoe together on their first date. And they're delightful. They're talking about some of their previous first date experiences. And not suddenly, they have to go, canoe through two lakes and through a bunch of brambles into a third lake. And they find a perfectly preserved house underneath the water.
Say what now?
So they come across what looks like a roof, and through a little diving, they find a house under the water.
Are you kidding? And perfectly preserved.
Well, correct. It's the house at the bottom of the lake, and this is horror. So you get a.
So how did they visit the house? Do they go and get like scuba equipment?
Correct. So they actually become obsessed with this house.
I would too. Are you kidding?
Yes. And they build a raft so they're able to visit it more easily. And they're going down and they discover maybe someone is actually in the house. I mean, I don't want to tell you too much because it is horror.
Oh my God.
But I have to say the narrators are fantastic. There's the two perspectives, very important. Because it does get a little bit scarier. And I think the narrators really made this title for me because they captured that youthful tone, that exuberance, and the insecurity. So although it kind of felt like a romance and became something else, I was just really plugged into the performance and how compelling they were. And that made the book for me.
Okay, so why don't we hear a little bit now? Do you have to set this up?
This just gives you a sense of the tone of the characters. And this is Taylor Meskimen reading the female part.
Okay. This is A House at the Bottom of a Lake. It's by Josh Malerman, read by Taylor Meskimen and Ozzy Rodriguez.
It's the best first date I've ever heard of. Amelia smiled big and nodded. Yes, James said. Not sure he'd read her right. How can I say no? How can I say no? Canoeing with a stranger? Yes, I'd love to. Both 17, both afraid, but both saying yes. James ran sweaty hands through his brown hair, then wiped them again on his apron. This wasn't the first time he'd seen her in his father's store. It was the fourth. My name is Amelia, she said, wondering if he already knew that, if he'd found her online. James, he said, and smiled too. And wow, was I nervous to ask you out. Really? She asked it earnestly, but knew he was. The fidgeting revealed that.
She is adorable.
Isn't she?
Oh my God, she's so adorable. How old is she? I mean, the narrator, she sounds so young.
I don't exactly know how old she is. She's definitely not a teenager, but she...
That apprehension in her voice is perfect.
They sounded very natural and,
yeah,
you know, youthful and just, I keep saying it, insecurity. Like, I got their insecurity. It's an important piece of the story and of their interactions together. And it made it really special that they performed that in such a relatable way.
I think so, because I don't think it's easy to play young.
No.
Because sometimes you can just make people sound stupid. This is just, it's really lovely, actually.
It is.
Okay, well, Michelle, thank you so much.
Great to be here. One more this week.
Great to have you. And that was A House at the Bottom of a Lake by Josh Malerman, read by Taylor Meskimen and Ozzy Rodriguez. And it's a scary book. Doesn't matter what Michelle says, I bet it's a scary book. Dreamscape Media is the sponsor of today's episode of Behind the Mic. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.